Hey guys, welcome back to another edition of Nicky Ray Podcast. I almost said Haunted Real Connections, although I started out with that. So shout out to this group on Facebook. Hey guys, what's up? And this Friday I'm gonna have a special guest, my friend Kenneth. We'll talk about paranormal. And tonight I talked about one of my favorite subjects in paranormal, haunted dolls. Yep, you heard it. And I happen to own a porcelain haunted doll. If you guys have read my second book, Haunted Vessels and Cursed Objects, there might be a part two the way things are going. But her name is Emily, and I got her from a haunted doll collector all the way from the UK. So, let's dive into this, shall we? Alright, I already had to take my first water break, so who knows if you're listening with me this far, woohoo! So anyway, I hope you guys are doing well in spite of the pandemic, and I really appreciate y'all listening, so you don't have to, but I really appreciate it. And tonight, continue to talk about, few of the most haunted dolls that actually still exist today. So, wasn't yet, they're not in any particular order, and I like to read from my first point of view. So, the first one, of course, the famous Annabelle. They're created to offer comfort and entertainment for young children, everywhere. But, do they always do what they're supposed to? Strangely, no, it seems that some dolls love to have their own personality or unholy agenda, per se. But since we can't get enough of all these creepy and supernatural, I found, hopefully you will find this episode the most creepiest of a few of the most haunted dolls in the world that still exist today. Like I said, Annabelle ranked number one. So I'm sure most of y'all have heard about the famous Annabelle. But if not, I'll read a brief history. Thanks to the films The Conjuring in 2013 and Annabelle 2014, this doll story has become iconic amongst paranormal horror fanatics. Annabelle was given to a girl named Donna in 1970, who noticed that she had a tendency to move around the apartment when no one was looking. When she was even found with a red substance coming out of her hands. Check out what happened to Donna's poor roommate, Lou. Lou awoke one night from a deep sleep in a panic. Once again, he had a recurring bad dreams. Only this time, somehow, something seemed different. It was as though he was awake, but couldn't move. He looked around the room, but couldn't even discern anything out of the ordinary. And then it happened. So, looking down toward his feet, he saw the doll Annabelle. It began to slowly slide up his leg, moved over his chest, and then stopped. Within seconds, the doll was strangling him. So he was paralyzed and gasping for breath, and Lou at the point of desperation, blacked out, and Lou awoke the next morning. Certainly it was a dream, or was it? Lou was determined to rid himself of that doll and the spirit that possessed it. Lou, however, would have one more terrifying experience with Annabelle. Preparing for a road trip the next day, Lou and Angie were reading over maps down in her apartment. And the apartment seemed eerily quiet. Suddenly, they heard rustling sounds coming from down the room, which aroused fear that someone had possibly broken into their apartment. So Lou determined to figure out who or what it was, quietly made his way to the bedroom door. He waited for the noises to stop before entering and turning on the light. And the room was empty except for Annabelle, who was tossed on the floor in the corner. Lou, however, secured the room, a forced entry, but nothing was out of place. But as he got close to the doll, he got the distinct impression that somebody was behind him. Spinning around, he was quick to realize that nobody was there. Then in a flash, he found himself grabbing for his chest, doubled over, cut, and even bleeding. His shirt was stained with blood. And upon opening his shirt, there on his chest was what looked to be 7 distinct claw marks, 3 vertically and 4 horizontally. All were hot like burns. These fractures healed almost immediately. Tap on the next day, fully gone by the next day or two. So Annabelle remains in the Warren Occult Museum in a locked blast that is holy water encrusted. And what's funny is, right shortly after my husband passed, I felt connected with the Warrens, Foundation and their friends. So, Chris, hey Chris, if you're listening, shout out to you. I have to interview for this podcast. So if you want to catch that episode, feel free to do so. And it was great. So okay, the next most haunted doll that still exists today, her name is Amanda. Not for me, I haven't really heard about Amanda, but if you guys have, let me know. Now, Amanda, well, my voice, Amanda the doll, no stranger to eBay. She's been up for auction over 20 times. Each time someone purchases her, the owner tries to get rid of her, often within the same year. When unhappy, the doll supposedly moves around of her own free will and causes terrifying nightmares. She now lives with paranormal investigators in Atlanta, Georgia, where she can be heard scratching the case that contains her. Now, if you guys have an active doll like that, yeah, hear the case right away. This one y'all might be familiar. Her name is Manny. And a little brief history of Manny there. And the next one might be familiar is Harold. Harold the doll is one of the creepiest dolls ever come across besides Annabelle. And a doll my friend Bill has, a creepy clam. I'll share that maybe in the next episode. Maybe if I have time tonight, we'll see what happens. My mic is going out already. Go figure. Let me turn it up a little. my mic.
Power on. Bluetooth
mode. Okay. Now, it should be back in business. Alright. It never fails. I need a more proper mic. Hold on, guys. Bear with me. Woohoo! Okay. Now we're back. Talk about Harold. Haunted doll. And I believe he's been featured on Ghost Adventures, as well as Annabelle. But Annabelle, to this day, still remains at the Warren Occult Museum, for the record. Now, Harold, on the other hand, was originally put up for auction in 2003. He is supposedly the first haunted doll ever sold on eBay. The listing that Grace wrote made him the subject of websites and news articles around the world. I didn't see the original auction until Hatch even won the auction, put it up for sale a year later. Kathy told me that the reason she bid on the doll was because she believed the story, because she wanted to learn the doll's restoration, and teacher told her that this doll was perfect to learn on. A year later, after having a number of personal experiences, including the deaths of two people she knew after they come in contact with Harold, she decided to put the doll back up for sale. Some of these dolls are not for the faint of heart. So when Kathy is auctioning on eBay, she looked at Grace's original listing and literally laughed out loud. Oh well. She didn't believe a word of it, or videos he posted. So how did I end up owning the doll? Kathy had a reserve on her auction. She was curious as to what it was. She kept putting in bids until the reserve was met. She received an email from Kathy, which starting by saying, "I don't believe Harold is haunted, but I didn't believe he's cursed." She went on to say why she thought so and asked why I wanted the doll. I told her I didn't want the doll. The next day, I was outbid by someone calling himself Strange But Us. So I'm not even able to pronounce that name. So he told me that not to bother bidding anymore because he just outbid me. So, you might, I thought, but it'll cost you. My plan was to bid him up and then dump the option on him. It didn't happen that way. I ended up winning in the auction. Kathy was daily worried for me and offered to let me out of the deal, but I declined. After all, I told her, the deal is a deal. Shortly after I received Harold, I asked a friend of mine to do a reading on him. I recorded the reading, and it didn't last long, maybe a minute or two. At the most, I can't do this. He just threatened to kill me. I was disappointed, you know, and skeptical. So I listened to the recording and slowly heard a male was saying, "I am going to kill you, bitch." Damn, that was Jeremiah. But no, that'd be if, you know. I was stunned. I am more really stunned. I see people physically hurt in front of my eyes while in Harold's presence. Jeez. And just about done here with Harold. I put Harold in a storage in 2005, only taking him out hastily after that. This past June 2013, I took him out of the storage to continue my investigation of him. 这个 point sentence and then reading something. Oh, I'm gonna put it real here a little bit. None of them wanted to have anything to do with him afterwards. Huh. Maybe I hold you. Huh. At least me. I had the most haunted doll in the world would be Chinese names. I'm sorry if I butcher it. Yoshiko. Okay, I hate you. Yoshiko doll wearing a kimono. It once belonged to little girl Yoshiko. When she died of a cold, my voice. Her spirit possessed it all. Now, its hair rose. I've never seen this video. The doll is now in, I'm gonna be sure to say, I'm sorry, Manatee? Simple. First, its hair was short, but it grew over time, and now it's long hair. Nobody knows how the hair continues to grow. But scientific research has continued that, or concluded that, it's in that of a young child, Mimiotikos. And alright, I got a couple more I will share with you guys. Poopa. Yep, that's right, Poopa. So Poopa had the same owner from the 1920s until the owner died in 2005. The original owner that Poopa was alive and always considered the dog to be a beloved friend and confidant. They would talk to each other and supposedly Poopa had even saved her owner's life on one occasion. And sometimes you have protector, their protector dolls. And so when her owner died in 2005, the family reported that the doll had become very active. The display case where Poopa is trapped have been reported to pass up, revealing the words Poopa hates on a steamy glass. Now Poopa is said to move all by herself. She can also move the items around her and make tapping sounds on the glass of her display case. One lucky family member managed to record the doll walking around within her case. Now that's creepy. But whenever he tried to upload a video to YouTube, the video appeared to be obscured by a thick white film. And the words, Poopa, no, kind of reminds me of Robert Duvall. When visible on a film in a child is handwriting. And last but not least, I've saved the best for last, besides Annabelle. Her name is none other than Amelia. So, the original eBay listing for Amelia. Yep, she was auctioned on eBay. And so, well, this doll is not recommended for the weak at heart, or for any little kids to have in their bedrooms. She is simply too creepy. But to get to the doll's info, she was made by the Hamilton Collection in 1994. And in the hand number 2225 lowercase b, and her name is Aminia. She stands 19 inches tall and comes with a deluxe doll stand. That's about how tall my doll Emily is. So, now what is stuff? They only sell on eBay, but the other own also a paranormal investigator. Well, they investigated over first house last week and the place was over 100 years old. The woman who lived down the hall, Amelia, entered her home with blue eyes. Now this is where it gets creepier. You have blue eyes, right? I have blue eyes. So Amelia checks. Never mind. She just checked the bathroom, sorry. She just checked her out of the sun and intense light. She said it happened to start it. The second the doll's eyes turned a glowing greenish color. Now, if you see the video and the picture, they're creepy ass. She said the happening started, with his glowing green eyes. She wanted the doll out of her house, and who better to give the doll but the paranormal investigator. So when he had the EMF field, which tests on the doll, and she healed at it a 2.2. There is no other electrical interference in the area of the room. He also moved the doll around the room, and the EMF readings were between 18 to 21. I know that you're not allowed to give out their paranormal website due to eBay regulations, but it also should not guarantee the doll being haunted. So they're only recording the story and the paranormal findings. So they'll always expect the doll to jump out and shimmy boss and chase you if you do happen to hit one of the posts. So it's really like a hit miss. So anyway, I hope you guys enjoyed nice episode. Most haunted dolls, right? So have a great and safe evening. This is Nikki Ray out.